was known as the best shopping area in East Anglia, and I think richly deserved. Let's see now. The very first shop down there by Mortimer Road, so I suppose obviously the number would be two, wouldn't it? Was a branch of Robinson's, of Robinson's College, and the bicycle. I longed to have a bicycle, longed, and when I finally got one, aged 13, the war had broken out, and my father was back in the Navy, as he was in the Royal Naval Voluntary Reserve, and I used to write a letter each week mentioning the absence of much needed bicycle. And it was one, it was the last of that they made. It was a Sunbeam bicycle, sat in the window, and I went along, and anyway, I got it. Never has there been such a bicycle. So that was the very first shop, Robinson's. I think now it's, well, it's gone through. It used to be a wine shop. And now it's Oxfam. Oh, there we go. Then there was another shop that looks down. Oh, there was a little shop that sold. So you see, I've got memories of the war when there really wasn't much to be bought. But there was a funny, very funny lady, and it was about the one place you could get something to eat. There's nothing more exciting than an egg or a sandwich or something, spam probably. And then there was a shop which now is, can't think what it is now, but it looks down Willis Road, and this was a shop my mother loved. Because this is the days of knitting wool and all that. So the two sisters who ran this shop, Babs and Dorothy Seaton, anyway, Miss Seaton's shop, it was knitting wool of all descriptions, and millinery, because you simply, in those days, everybody wore a hat. Today, nobody wears a hat. Well, those woolly things, pudding basins, covers, but, you know, proper hats reserved for weddings. Oh, no, so my mother bought her hats there on the whole, and her knitting patterns. Then there was a little shop which I pretty certain is the one that is now Arjuna. Emily sold cigarettes. Of course, everybody smoked in those days, and nobody, it didn't occur to anybody that this was not a good idea. Emily, whether you also, I can't think why these two went together, but twice a week, somebody called at Emily's shop and gathered up any tennis rackets. Mine was always being broken because it was catgut in those days, not nylon, and I was practicing for the school tennis team. So there was quite a lot of fierce bashing around, so they often had to have a tennis racket with a string repaired. So you took it into Emily. My father bought his cigarettes from Emily. Emily actually married a Mr. Frost, who lived in Mill Street, which is the first turning to the left off Covent Garden. So there was romance. A bit advanced, because I thought they were very old, but then when you're 12, everybody who's 13 upwards is old. It's a very distinct memory of her face, and she was all laughing and cheerful. Then it must have been pretty soon after that, there was a Mr. Kinnear who did nothing but watches, clocks, but mainly clocks. As you see, you could get everything in Mill Road.